you know, then we have to be able to confront some really hard truths and to get explicit about it, to be like, yeah, a lot of what we're doing right now is fucked up. And I would say in this case, like, it's important to get explicit because, you know, it's like the Guardian, I think, the paper in the UK, I'm not sure that it's them, but I just saw this about a news outlet recently saying, we're not going to use climate change anymore. We are now sticking to one of three terms, climate emergency, climate chaos, or something else. And I think that language shift is important. You know, again, in this infinite frication, we've hidden it away, and it's way too easy to think trash can and not think landfill. And even landfill is a story that, you know, that we've sort of told ourselves that sounds like, oh yeah, of course that exists. But like, there have always been pits where people threw their trash, and they were called toilets in the past, and they were full of things that were mostly compostable. Right. You know, we haven't had the ability to make plastic that doesn't disappear, or to insanely throw away our organics and not reintegrate them into the system. So like, we need to get woken up. We need that water splashed on our face in the way that it's both a little jarring and then it feels really good. We're like, wow, thank goodness someone splashed that on my face. I was asleep and I was doing harm, and I can wake up and do better, and love myself better, love the world better, love my neighbor better, because we're not gonna, like, we can still do a lot. But the truth is, whether climate chaos occurs or an asteroid hits us in, you know, 30 years, like, suffering is going to happen. We're gonna get old. We're gonna get sick. We're gonna get lonely. We're going to need help. We all need that from each other. And so how do we show up for one another